Well, the Red Wings are still in it, you guys. They need to win the last two games. They need a little help from the Washington Capitals. I think it can be done. I made a proclamation a little bit too early a couple weeks ago, but Ken Cow, radio play-by-play, voice of the Detroit Red Wings, what say you? Are they going to make it?
Of course they're going to make it, Jamie.
Okay, then we're on the same page. I don't feel so bad.
No, you know what?
You don't have to give her cover, Ken.
Well, they control their own destiny, that's for sure. So you got to win to get in. That's my saying. And, you know, you can't figure out what other teams are going to do. But Washington's got a big, tough game today. They're at home against the Boston Bruins. Boston still has a chance to maybe get the President's Trophy and get first overall. So it means a lot to them. So I anticipate they'll have a good showing in Washington tonight. But, again, the Red Wings just have to win, and they need a little help, as Jamie said.
In terms of where this team and how far they have come, and we were just talking about the Pistons wrapped up their season, and we just didn't see the progress there that we had hoped. Boy, no matter how this turns out, we've seen a lot of progress with this team.
You know, Guy, that's a good point, too. And I think everyone thought that this team would be in the mix towards the end of the year. And here we are, game number 81 tonight against Montreal, and they still have a chance to make the playoffs. And, you know, this team's a battling team. And we were in the third period that last game in Toronto, and the guys knew they needed to get a point. They needed to somehow find a way, get that game in overtime in a 4-4 tie. And they really played well. I thought Reimer was terrific, especially in the third period. He was a busy goaltender. And then Dylan Larkin, man, what can you say about him? He played 25 minutes in that game. That's a lot for a forward. And he took the team on his back. And that's the leadership qualities that Dylan Larkin has. And you lead by example. And wouldn't you know it, he gets the game-winning goal in overtime to win it. So this is a team that just keeps on battling. And you kind of like those teams when you go – late in the season and you need victory, somehow they find a way to win and they never give up. So I like the chances. Out of all the teams that are playing right now, guys, I just think that the Red Wings have the best schedule in the last two games, playing a home and home with Montreal. And again, if they win, you know, Boston's going to have a tough time. I think Pittsburgh is playing Nashville. They still have something to play for, too. So the Red Wings do need a little help, but they can control their own destiny if they win these both next two games.
Ken, they beat the Washington Capitals on February 27th. That might have been around the time I made my proclamation. Then they lost seven in a row, and they've lost a bunch here down the stretch, which had people just wringing their hands, being like, what is going on here? But you are preferring to look more at the fight than the results there down the stretch.
Well, you know, they were in the driver's seat, really. They had a six-game win streak, and then they had to go on the road. They were without Dylan Larkin because he was injured, and the worst thing that could happen was to go on a long losing streak, and that's exactly what happened. So I think the fans probably a little bit upset knowing that, you know, they probably could have been in by now if they just would have played some 500 hockey at that point. But, again, that's why you play 82 games. You're going to have some good streaks. You're going to have some bad streaks. And it all evens out at the end of the year. And, you know, right now we're at a point where every point matters. Every play is magnified. And you just have to go out there and do the best you can. And hopefully you don't make many mistakes. That's going to cost you. And the puck's going to end up in the back of your net. But, again, the other thing, too, what I like to say is the goalkeeping. Billy Husso was the number one guy this year. He only played 19 games. He played a quarter of the season. Nobody expected Lyon to be the number one go-to guy. He didn't play in the first 6 weeks of the season at all until they went to Sweden. And then, you know, big game James, as I like to call him, James Reimer, seems like every time the Red Wings need a big win, he delivers. So the goalkeeping and what they've done to keep this team in the mix right now for the playoffs is just unimaginable.
Well, you talk about those rough patches. I mean, we've been through a rough patch. 15 of the last 21 games were losses. What was missing? You know, the timing couldn't have been worse, but what was missing?
Dylan
over the
Larkin
last...
was missing.
Well,
for a while, yeah.
That was it. But, you know, you're supposed to have guys step up, too.
Right.
Well, you're right. And, you know, Alex DeBrincat went through a stretch, and he's starting to warm up right now. He has, what, 5 points in his last two games, and they need him. They need him to score goals, and that's why they picked him up in the offseason. And Kane has had a terrific season for Detroit, but you're right. Other guys have to step up. And at points, I think overall defensively, when they were winning hockey games, they were only allowing two goals or less, three goals or less in games. And if when you can do that, you're going to win a lot more games than you're going to lose. But somehow when they went through that skid, their overall defensive game, you know, went out the window. And I don't know how to explain it. I know they did play some really tough teams on the road. That could be a factor in it. But somehow you have to find a way to play really good defense. Yeah. And right now, when you get towards the playoffs, the ice shrinks a lot. You don't have time to make those fancy dancy plays out there and, you know, tic-tac-toe passing plays. How you're going to score is get those greasy goals in front of the net, get a few breaks as well. And that's what the Red Wings have to focus on, keeping the puck out of their net and hopefully scoring, you know, three or more goals to win the game.
Ken, Steve Yzerman doesn't talk to the media much. You're around the team all the time. What is his feeling about the cast of characters he's put together and them being on the cusp of possibly making the playoffs?
Well, I'll tell you, Jamie, he doesn't allow me in his meetings, too, so I don't know. I don't know what Steve's thinking. And the thing is, though, I think we saw it at the trade deadline. At the trade deadline, he really didn't make any moves. And I think he believed in this team at that point where they're going to either make the playoffs with this team or they're not going to make the playoffs in the team with this team. So he's got faith in the club right now. And, again, it's coming down to the wire, and let's see what this team can do.
Well, it's at least been fun, I'll tell you that. And there are two games left. They're still in this hunt. Let's see what they do tonight, Fan Appreciation Night at LCA against Montreal, and then they hit the road to take on that very same team. Ken Cowell, we'll be listening. Here's to hoping.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and I miss these days. I miss the days where the Red Wings were always in the playoffs, and you know, it's great that we have two games left and there's an opportunity to make the playoffs, and I'm excited for the fans, and I think we're going to see a really good crowd, and they're going to ready to explode, I think, tonight at Little Caesars Arena, and hopefully the Red Wings get them something to cheer about.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Ken.
Go Wings. Go Bruins. Thanks so much, Ken. What an end to the Masters.
I mean,
the drama there as they were entering Amen Corner, you had, you know, kind of a four-way tie. It looked like Morikawa might make a surge. Homa could do it. Then you got to love a golfer named Ludwig.
Yes. I mean, he's a young guy. In his first ever appearance in the Masters, he comes out second. Like, good for him.
But
Scottie Scheffler, with all the pressure, coming in as world number one to do it, I think is amazing.
If he tries to donate blood, nothing but ice water there. I'm sorry.
I know. And that's with a baby on the way, too. But the only other golfer to come in as world number one, Tiger did it 11 times to win a major as the world number one. Scottie Scheffler's now done it twice.
Yeah. And just seems to be steady, Eddie. And just doesn't, it's totally unflappable. There are so many adjectives you could use. But also really a sad note was Tiger's performance down the stretch and just the struggle that was there.
I was telling my husband, I don't think he continues. If those are going to be his results, he's too competitive to do that. I don't think we're going to see him that much if that's going to be the result. Perhaps he can up his game. He ended up last out of the guys who've made the cut.
You know, it's going to be a difficult decision for him. He knows he's important to ratings. He knows he's important to Augusta to be there. And yet, if his performances are something that he will find personally embarrassing...
Yeah, he won't do it.
We may have... Who knows? I hope we haven't seen the last of him. All right, we've got some tickets to see Annie. It is not going to be a hard luck knock life if you are. Caller number 9 at 1-800-859-0WJR, 1-800-859-0957. We got a pair of tickets to see the opening night performance of Annie playing at the Fox Theater May 3rd through the 5th, 2024. Be caller number 9. Again, 1-800-859-0WJR.